Welcome to Halloweenapalooza! Oh my god, yay.
Finally did it. Oh, it took like 6 tries.
Episode 2!
Yes.
Of Halloweenapalooza. This week is Halloween 3, Season of the Witch.
Halloween 3, Season of the Witch, was done in 1982. It was rated R, and it was 1 hour and 38 minutes long, but only a 4.7 on that IMDb scale. How about that? Tomato meter.
Right with you.
God, not even prepared.
No, this time I'm really not. Tomato meter, green splotch, 43%, no critic consensus, audience score 25%.
Woo! It does low.
That's very low.
Good, because it's in line with our thoughts on this. Go ahead.
I was just going to read the movie info from Rotten Tomatoes.
No,
in the
please.
Third Halloween feature, which really has little connection to the previous two, duh, the psychotic killer is a scientist, Dan O'Herlihy, who creates a brand of satanic Halloween masks, not accurate, which kills the children who wear them. Rating R, yeah, you said that.
Wait, what's not accurate?
Satanic? He wasn't a Satanist, he was a druid.
He was a druid too? They were all druids.
Dan O'Herlihy. The
non-Irish-Irishman?
Yes. Was not a Satanist, he was a druid.
You're not a Satanist, you're a druid.
That's not accurate either.
Do you want a summary?
You can say yes, no. I would like a summary, actually.
Okay. 6 days till Halloween.
What the fuck are you doing?
6 more days to Halloween. Halloween, Halloween. 6 more days to Halloween. Things went awry. Oh, you ruined that. Totally fucking ruined. No.
Fine, do it again.
That's okay. Children buy masks for Halloween. Apparently there's only one real mask maker in all of America. And things go awry. That's all I remember, actually, too, because I fell asleep a lot through this
movie. You fell asleep a lot, yeah.
Brought them a different type of mask, didn't he?
Yeah, but his was from the dollar store, so it was far less superior.
I mean, those were pretty shitty masks anyway. They were just, like, quick little pieces of
pressed
plastic.
He made them in the back of his
plastic.
Truck on the way there.
Like, he could have legitimately had a mask factory in the back of his truck. It's all dirty in there. It says free masks on the side, and everybody tells their kids to stay away from it.
I thought there was free candy on the side. No, not free candy.
Just, why do you always ruin all my jokes? I don't understand why you do that.
Because you're so worth ruining. Oh, there's one finger. It's one finger already, ladies and gentlemen.
Keep a count.
I'm keeping count.
New drinking game for this podcast. Every
every
time one of us flips the other one off, you have to take a drink.
I never flip you off. You're always flipping me off.
You
and
flip
every
me
time
off.
You flip me off, an angel gets its wings, so.
Then I should do it more.
Or a puppy dies. One of the two. I don't know. Something happens.
Either way, I'm going to keep doing it.
Alright, so yeah, so this movie sucks. Is that appropriate for me to say?
Whoa,
that right
you're
now?
Just diving right in.
Yeah, I'm diving right in. I gave a summary. It's a good enough summary, I feel like.
Oh
for this
my
movie.
God, you're terrible.
Do you want me to do a better summary?
Yes, I
mean,
I want.
I really don't remember a lot of it.
The doctor
hooks up with everyone.
Yeah.
Let's do that.
That's weird.
Because he is attracted to this one chick whose dad just died in his hospital.
Yeah.
Was murdered.
Yeah.
Sorry, was murdered. By his skull being ripped apart, which is an awesome kill, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
He follows her shapely booty to this mask factory.
Because
they think that's where the key lies.
Mm-hmm.
And after he bumps uglies with her, they go to the mask factory. And then people just start dying all over the place. Because this mask creator just wants to kill everyone.
On Halloween.
So, on Halloween. So he's put a piece of Stonehenge in every one of his masks. To make it more sprightly and murderous.
To make it magical.
I like sprightly
and
murderous.
And then it's supposed to be magic married with technology. It's the first technomancy. And then when they receive the signal from the jingle in the television, the masks kill the children.
And then the parents pass out, and then the snakes that come out of the children's head kill the parents.
Yeah, and then everyone dies.
So what I learned from this movie, don't go to Stonehenge, rub your head against it with a portable TV.
Or do.
I don't want to die. I don't want
crickets
to come out of my nose.
Think about it. Everybody dies who wears this mask, right? So it pretty much just like wipes out North America. Maybe
a horrible
little bit,
business plan, by the way.
Maybe a little bit of Europe.
I mean, where do you grow from that? You kill everyone who's bought your product.
But really, they don't celebrate Halloween over there. So really, you're just wiping out North America. What's the big deal? Then everybody else gets a shot. You know, it's like, give everybody a chance. Now we're not on top anymore. It's natural selection.
I don't think that's what Darwin meant by natural selection.
No? You don't think that's how that works?
No.
Oh, shit. No, that's not how that works, is it?
That's not how any of this works. That's not how this works. That's not how any of this works.
No, I like the anti-corporate message.
I do. Of course you would.
Of course I do.
Of course you do. No, I just don't. I don't think it's a solid business plan. And apparently this is not the first year they've been in business, because that chick bought from them again, Marge.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, the quality is going down. So what, was this plan years in the making of killing children?
When they go to the town, they talk to the townspeople, and the townspeople talk about how the town's gone downhill, like, since he came in with the factory. Like, at first he was legitimately making toys or masks that were just masks, so this was his long con kind of plan.
To kill children.
This year, to kill children. It took him, 30 years to build up this business to what it is today so that he can kill children on one night on Halloween.
So even the children he planned on killing weren't even born then by the time he started his plan. So all the children that were around when he started his plan are actually their adults. Think about that. Let that blow your mind for a second.
Oh, man.
Blown.
It's totally not.
Blown. Fuck you. But that does explain why he lost his accent, if he's been there 30 years.
I guess so, yeah. Although I don't know why it makes him sound more British than
anything. And I'm really not sure how that town could go any more downhill than it already was.
Holy crap, that town. They shot places all over L.A., a couple different places in California. Whoa, where was it? Hold on one second while I find it.
Just not ready again.
No, I have it up here. No. I just...
No, I don't.
I know the Shamrock Factory was a milk factory.
I know that, too.
But this is all really trivia. I mean, like...
We're not even in the trivia part
I yet. Know. I'm like, wait, okay, I shouldn't even be talking about this yet.
Should we talk a little about the cast and the crew?
Really, yeah, let's do that.
Really, you hate the mean actor, Tom Atkins.
Yeah,
explain why you hate him.
I don't know. I just don't like him.
Okay, that was a lot shorter than I thought it would be. I was surprised he got a leading role. Because I remember him from Lethal Weapon, and he just wasn't that good. And I don't even feel like he was that good in this one, either.
No, I just...
And I don't know why all the women's panties dropped around him, either. He wasn't unattractive, but he was not attractive.
He was just
normal Joe looking.
Did not see how he was so charismatic as to be
Well, he was a doctor.
No, but I mean the actor. I didn't think the actor was charismatic enough to pull off this character, and I don't think he did pull it off.
Well, I mean, let's talk about the writing a little bit. Could anyone pull off this character? The character's crap.
Yeah, he is.
The movie's crap.
Like, throughout the whole watching of this movie, we just kept going, I refuse to accept this man as our hero. Like, he's such a dirtbag. Like, who the heck would want to root for him?
He reminded me too much of Doug Deacon. Do you remember Doug Deacon?
I don't know who that is.
He was a morning personality, like news personality guy, and I think he was a football player. Yeah.
Mm.
He reminded me of, he looks a lot like Doug Deacon.
He's still on the radio.
Oh, is he? Mm-hmm. So all I could think about the whole time was Doug Deacon. I'm like, oh, Doug Deacon's on there. He's a doctor now. So, I hate this movie for the reason that it killed John Carpenter's original concept that with Mike Myers being dead, the idea was every year it would have been a new Halloween story. Mm-hmm. And it would have all been Halloween, Halloween, Halloween. But this movie tanked it so bad that they scrapped that idea.
It did, but it really wasn't their fault. I mean, a lot of people now like this movie. I don't feel like all of it is the movie's fault. There are parts of this movie that I really hate, and I wouldn't say that I like this movie. But I know that people do now have begun to appreciate this movie in a way that it never had been before because of the fact that everybody was expecting another Halloween movie, and it was not, another Michael Myers movie, and it was
It wasn't a slasher.
It wasn't a slasher, but also Universal, I believe, was the studio.
I believe so, yes.
They did nothing to promote it, and they said, I read that what happened was Universal hated the ending. They wanted them to change the ending. Okay. John Carpenter went to the guy, the scriptwriter, and said, the director, it's, you know, they're asking me, but it's your call. And he said, no, keep it. And so then Universal, at that point, reportedly lost all interest in promoting the film. They were supposed to have this big rollout of you could actually buy these masks. And
that'd be cool.
And the hope was that to get everybody hyped up for this movie, and the hope was that people would, like, wear the masks to the theater to see it. You know, they had this really great marketing plan, but Universal just was, like, not interested in promoting it.
Universal's a bastard.
Yeah, so I think that a lot of the issue with this movie the first time around was just definitely that there wasn't enough promotion separation between Michael Myers and this one, because everybody wanted another Michael Myers.
Right.
And it wasn't in the same series without the right... You couldn't do it in the same series without the right marketing campaign, for sure, I think. I think that was really crucial. There's also some major plot parts that I think this movie utterly fails at.
I think it drags on way too long.
It's way too long. Like I said, I don't like the main character. I don't like the actor. I like the... I'm sorry. I already said his name, and I don't want to just go, the Irish guy, because that's horrible.
Dan O'Herlihy?
Yeah, Dan O'Herlihy. I liked him, but I thought it was so stupid that he's like this ancient druid who steals a chunk of Stonehenge and, like, wants to make, you know, to kill everybody on Halloween. Like, that's not, A, what the druids were really about, for one thing, and it just, I don't know, I get so tired of these plots.
How did he get the piece of Stonehenge there? Because it was a pretty big piece.
I don't even know.
Crane? I mean, do they ever explain it?
They don't ever explain it.
Did they have it apparate?
I mean, apparently magic.
So they magicked it over from England.
Apparently magic also catches on fire. I mean...
Magic does everything.
Yeah, magic's magic.
Everything.
Mm-hmm.
Here's my thing on this. I think that... Oh, this is not a list of worst movies ever. That's pretty funny.
Mm-hmm.
I think that not only with Universal not marketing it, I think also they screwed up by having Halloween 1 and 2 being Mike Myers. If they want it's just Halloween 1 with just Mike Myers and they let that go...
Well, that's the thing, was that they didn't start out with this plan. They didn't come up with the plan until after Halloween 2, and then they just decided they wanted to get away from Michael Myers, and then they decided to make it an anthology series.
Gotcha, okay. Because it's a good idea.
And that was what everybody said was, oh, the mistake, you shouldn't have done that, you shouldn't have done that. And I think it could have worked, but yeah.
Yeah, I like that. Huh?
It would work now.
Yeah.
When you think about American Horror Story and
right. All the other it would definitely like work now.
Yeah.
That's Mama Chaos. Mama Chaos, by the way.
Yeah, she's just sitting here crocheting while we're podcasting.
And butting in, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, this movie has potential for sure.
Yeah.
I like the jingle. I do.
Yeah.
It cracks me up every time.
No, I love it too.
I like.
Oh, hold on a second. Hold on, sorry. Okay, go ahead.
Why do you have to Velcro your shoes right then?
My shoes.
Everyone knows it was your shoes. I like the concept of the masks killing everyone by using the jingle and the mask. I mean, I think I would do it a little differently, where it was like a microchip and the masks synced with the TV. You know, you mm-hmm. do it a little different. Stonehenge is stupid.
Yeah.
The magic part of it's kind of stupid, but it's got good potential. And, you know, like, I love killing kids. I think that'd be great, you know. I don't know so much about the crickets and the snake coming out of their face after that. But,
no, that was great, too.
I mean, that's magic, too. You can't really
obviously
logic
it was
that
magic.
Away. Well, no, I'm just saying the logic behind, like, if you were going to really continue this now, like, if you were doing this movie now,
uh-huh.
it would have to be, like, a microchip or something in the mask. It wouldn't be Stonehenge.
But you're taking you're taking magic completely out of it.
Yes,
and the
I
whole
am.
Thing that makes this movie...
Magic isn't real.
The whole thing that actually saves this movie is the marriage of magic and technology. That's all the thing that saves it. I think the Stonehenge thing is dumb, but I think they could have done it to make the magic less dumb. And that...
What would you magic in there?
I mean, you could have done...
Unicorn Tears?
Yes. Unicorn Tears. Exactly.
Hippogriff Blood?
I mean, I don't know. Make it do... You could do anything. You could just have him do a giant ritual that does it, or like a continuous ritual that he has continually being fed energy, or you could do so many different things. What does it matter? I mean, I just think that the whole, like, druids want to bathe everyone in the blood of people and therefore kill everything on Halloween.
But they're not even bathing
dumb.
In them. Like, that would make sense if they were actually, like, collecting all the blood and bathing in it. No, they're all the kids are dying at
Well,
home.
That would be even How worse, though, because druids didn't do that either.
I'm not saying druids necessarily. I'm just saying people. In general. If you wanted to bathe in the blood of the children...
Well, right. I mean, like,
really
that's what
that
I'm saying.
While
like,
home.
Like, okay, just make it, like, some... Just make up a magical thing. Like, why do you have to steal the druids? I mean, I just think that's stupid.
Are you getting offended on behalf of the druids?
Yes, I fucking am, okay?
Wow. Whole new level to this podcast.
Shut up.
Yeah, I think it, like I said,
I mean,
I think
at least just be truthful about it. Like, you don't have to, like, revere them as something special because I don't, but you could at least just be honest about, like, why do you have to perpetuate that they, like, sacrificed people in giant wicker men? I mean.
Why do I feel like a whole, like, I'm feeling like deja vu here? Like, the Sheba thing? I just don't know. I'm feeling a whole deja vu thing here going on.
Yeah, it bugs me. It's one of my pet peeves, okay?
Okay.
Get over it.
Well, continuing on what I was saying, though. If you're gonna have this movie happen again, though, you gotta have your main character be charismatic and handsome.
Yes.
Otherwise, the panties shouldn't be dropping just
for
randomly.
For any old dude, yeah.
For
yeah.
any old dude.
With a mustache. Oh.
Well, it was the 80s.
That's forgiven. You know, if he had a t-shirt that said free mustache rides, I'm just saying.
It was the 80s that mustaches were given because of that.
I don't think so.
Hey, Tom Selleck made it cool in the 80s.
Oh, don't say his name.
Rest in peace. Wait, he's not alive. He's alive.
I said Tom don't say his name because his mustache makes my
I
stomach
Burt
churn.
Reynolds. Rest in
Same
peace.
Same difference.
What, the mustache? Ugh. You love mustaches. You used to have a thing for mustaches. I buy you things and mustaches on because you had such a thing for them. All of a sudden you don't like mustaches anymore?
Not 80s porn stashes, no.
Oh, so it's a very specific type of mustache that you like?
Yes. No, it's a very specific type of mustache that I don't like, pretty much. It's just 70s and 80s
like
porn
Hitler,
stashes.
I don't like Hitler mustache. That's my least favorite kind of mustache.
Yeah, that one does kind of take on a negative connotation now.
Charlie Chaplin? What?
No, I mean, Charlie did it before Hitler.
I know, I was kidding. Obviously. I mean, clearly I was kidding.
I hope
I mean,
everyone realizes
I'm not
that.
An expert in mustaches, but...
Oh, here's
oh,
the number
two. Finger.
Number two, drink, take a shot.
Take a shot.
Number two, bird is up for the night.
Should we talk about some trivia? Or do you want to talk more about this movie and how bad it hurt me? I had a really decent nap, though.
Did you?
Do you want to talk about that a little bit?
Do we want to talk about your nap? How would you rate your nap?
I give it a 7.
Yeah? A 7?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Solid 7. Oh, we should probably talk about the soundtrack.
Oh, yeah.
We gotta rate the soundtrack.
Great soundtrack. What do you want to rate the soundtrack?
I like the jingle. I know it's London Bridge is falling down, but I'm gonna be singing that all night tonight.
It's so fun, I know.
Halloween is... What is it again? Shit, who just said we were singing that?
Happy Halloween. Silver Shamrock. Yeah.
Halloween is 6 days away. What is that, 6 days?
Oh.
Damn it, I just had it.
8 more days till Halloween.
That's what it is.
Yeah. 6 more days.
6 more days to Halloween.
It starts off at 8 more days, though.
Does it?
Yeah, it does.
I like 6
I wondered
though.
Why you said 6.
2 more days till Halloween.
It
Halloween,
does that one, too.
Halloween. When we podcast this one, it'll be like 30 days till Halloween. No.
Yeah, we should sing every day.
I'm just going to call you at like 6 a.m. be like, I'm going to just sing it to you. No, that's
oh
what I'm going to do.
God, no.
Starting on a Monday, because
no.
Monday is when the first happens,
no.
I'm going to call you 30 days of Halloween.
No.
Oh, it's going to happen. Sorry, sucker.
I'll do it to her.
That'll be great. How long do you think it'll take before I get yelled at? First day? Oh, I'm already going to yell at. All right, so anything else you want to say about anything else in this movie, or do you want to... Oh, we should rate the... Did I say rate the soundtrack?
Yeah, we're supposed to rate the soundtrack.
I'll give it a 5.
A 5?
Yeah. Other than the jingle, I didn't really... Music didn't jump really? Out at me. Yeah. It lulled me to sleep. I mean, it was nice for that, but...
It's for you. I give this soundtrack a solid 8.
Solid 8, okay. Mm-hmm. All right, nice. All right, so how about some of your trivia? Because I know you are trivia-phobic today.
I have some trivia this right. time. Trivia-phobic?
Yeah, that wasn't right.
No. No.
Robert Ebert hated this.
Yes, he did, but is that his name?
Mike Myers does appear in this film, so I know we talked about that he doesn't, but he does actually appear
he
in
does.
This film.
I know he does. He appears when they do the little bit of Halloween on the movie, bar. And then the stuntman who plays Michael Myers is in the film as one of the androids.
There you go.
Oh, this could be our trivia question for the week. How many times do they play the Silver Shamrock theme song in the movie?
Perfect. I love that one. That's your trivia question. Leave your answer in our Instagram or Facebook comments.
Yeah, let us know. The first one, gets a sticker.
Yeah.
It says, let's see, oh yeah, this was one I wanted, you know, skip that, let's see, they wanted the Silver Shamrock theme song and commercial playing as much as possible throughout the film. Branding the film with the Silver Shamrock Novelties Company logo, stickers, and themes were imperative in creating the fear that is experienced throughout the film.
Nice.
How many times does the Silver Shamrock theme play throughout the movie?
Remember, go to Podcast at Night, Instagram, or on Facebook, and leave your answer. What's your next piece of trivia?
Okay. The Rose of Shannon Motel is a real place. It is in Lolita, California. I might be saying that. Both of those wrong. I don't really know. And... The Silver Shamrock Factory is actually a milk factory.
You did well. You didn't say it on the podcast, so I don't think you have to do.
Oh, I didn't. Okay, the Silver Shamrock Factory is actually a milk factory.
There you go.
Oh yes, the masks were real. The three Silver Shamrock masks present throughout the film were mass produced as a part of a merchandising campaign. Don Post was selected for the job. He had previously done similar merchandising for E.T., Star Wars, and Planet of the Apes. The producers felt that if the masks were released early enough, fans would purchase them prior to the film's release and wear them to the actual movie theater.
Nice.
If only that had happened.
Only. Well, I'm going to trade off with you for trivia.
Okay.
I got one that you told me about, which you can tell, but it's... The fluid coming out of the robots is concentrated orange juice. Totally fucking gross, by the way. I don't think I have orange juice for a while now. And then the one I found out was at the very end, the original ending was supposed to be the screams of a million of children. It wasn't supposed to be the ending theme, but they changed it at the last minute, so it could be ambiguous. I like the idea of screams of millions of children.
I like that one better.
Yeah, me too.
There are obvious tips of the hat to both Don Siegel, Invasion of the Body Snatchers. Snatchers? Oh my god! Who was credited with the general concept for Invasion of the Body Snatchers, and George A. Romero for the Season of the Witch film title.
What about John Landis? The nods of John Landis.
I didn't see that one.
Yeah, it's the, it's can be seen in the shop the Landis department store is on the commercial, and it's a nod for John Landis, who, of course, did American Werewolf in London.
Nice. Love that one. Yeah.
This is weird. I was scrolling through. I didn't know if you saw it or not. Before, for the podcast to do a little research, I was scrolling through, of course, my favorite, IMDb.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things of trivia is that in the podcast show, How Did This Get Made? Episode 74. So apparently that's trivia that... This was in a podcast. So maybe we could update IMDb and be like, in the podcast.
Hey, yeah.
In Mostly Podcast Tonight, episode 40.
We should update all of the movies we've done.
Yes, I got it. Hysterical.
Free advertising.
Hello. I just don't know how that got through the IMDb screeners is all I'm wondering. So that's just kind of weird to me. She's loud, isn't she? You can probably hear her on the podcast, guys. That's one of our audience members.
Oh, yeah, let me see if I can pick her up on the... Sorry if this makes any weird scratchy noises for a minute. See if I can pick her up. She just rubbed on it.
Yeah, she's trying to get me to rub her head. Cats and horror movies, that's what we like.
Anyway, I don't know if that picked anything up or not.
It probably did. No, she's pretty loud.
She is pretty loud.
Like before, and she's clowning the fuck out of me. Jesus Christ.
Winnie, be nice.
No, it's fine. She's just enjoying it so much, it's clowning the fuck out of me. So yeah, the writer and director was the same, Tommy Lee Wallace. And
yes.
You will find, actually, you know, if you watch this movie, that Tommy Lee Wallace has a cameo in this movie, as does his child, as does Jamie Lee Curtis.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's lots of different cameos in this. Tommy Lee Wallace was actually the Silver Shamrock commercial announcer. Jamie Lee Curtis was the curfew announcer and the telephone operator.
Mm-hmm.
And then you mentioned about how Michael Myers, the guy that played Michael Myers, was also in it as well.
Yeah, the stunt guy.
Yeah.
Tom Atkins' wife had a part in it, and so did Tommy Lee Wallace's wife, I believe.
Yes, they did. Well, their wife at the time, yes.
Their wife at the time, yes. They're no longer... Neither of them are with those women any longer.
They are now together as a couple.
That's not accurate.
That's not accurate. Fake news! Fake news! Sorry! Actually, they were divorced. What's his name? Atkins?
The bad Tom actor? Atkins.
Tom Atkins. Tom Atkins. The bad actor was married to the actress that played Marge. And then I want to say that Tommy Lee Wallace was the one that was married to Betty Comfer. Is that right? Am I saying that right?
I don't know.
No, I'm wrong. She was the witch in the movie that we decided.
Oh, yeah.
The J. Dean Barbour.
Yes.
She was definitely the witch. You know what would have been smart? I would have been smart if I actually just clicked on Tommy Lee. It was his spouse. Instead of trying to find out, going to each female in the movie, and trying to find out which one was a dummy. I am a dummy. His spouse was... Oh, they're still married. Nancy Keys. Who played... I want to say Ellie.
Hey, she played stop
Linda.
That.
Oh, she played Linda. She played Linda, the ex-wife of Tom.
Yes, Daniel. She did.
But she was also Annie in Halloween 2.
Yes.
Halloween also, not Halloween 2.
Yes. She was Annie.
Halloween
yes.
2-0-T-O-O.
Yes. Halloween as well.
Halloween. That's
and
the
Annie was
movie.
Like my favorite in Halloween.
Who, Annie?
Yes. Stop doing this, cats. You're going to make things happen.
Things went awry.
Hey, things are going awry with the microphone right now.
How about the deaths? Do you want to talk about your favorite death?
My favorite death is when they're I want to call him Tom Selleck now. Tom Atkins.
Mustache, just call him the mustache.
Mustache. Okay, so when Mustache is being forced to watch that family's death at the Silver Shamrock Factory.
Oh, God, I love that.
The salesman's family. And how they're closed in the room, and he's complaining that they won't let him order for next year, and the wife is talking about how ridiculous it is, and the kid wants to get out, and then they turn on the TV for the Silver Shamrock thing, and she's just like, this is so stupid, and I'm like, this is the best character. And then the kid's head, like, rots off his body, and then, like, he falls over, and his face rots off inside the mask, and all these kind of bugs and snakes come out
crickets.
Of him.
There
and
were crickets.
Crickets, and...
It was amazing.
It was awesome.
It's fucking sweet.
And then the snakes bite the dad and kill the dad, and the mom just, like, faints, and we assume she dies, too. And it kills all of them, and it's epic.
Nice. I have a comment about one of the humanoids, because it's technically not a death, because it's a humanoid. But my favorite human
the
death...
The android?
Whatever. They call them humanoids, but whatever.
They're androids.
Whatever. The okay. Human-like creatures that are robots.
They're androids.
Whatever. Anyway.
They are. If you read about the movie, they're fucking androids.
It says okay? Humanoids. So it's humanoids, you.
It says anyway. Androids.
Anyway. Doesn't matter. I'll talk about that in a second. My favorite human death, though, is the one in the hospital where he plunges his fingers in the eyes and rips out his, like,
Yeah, that's awesome, too, yeah.
And then the same guy lights himself on fire. Mm-hmm. That's pretty awesome, mm-hmm. I will say. Anything has to do with eyes, I'm all there.
Yeah.
I'm there.
That's really uncomfortable for a lot of people, but you're just, like, right
I'm
just there.
I'm wow. right there, yeah.
She's going to throw up on you.
No, don't throw up on me. Do I look like I'm made of vomit? Sorry, that was our audience member hacking.
No, she's got a cough again because she won't take her medicine.
Maybe if you took your medicine, you wouldn't have a cough, Winifred. Anyway, my one question, my one thing about the android, Happy, I love that scene with the old colonial woman knitting.
Oh,
all I
yes.
can think of is Bridesmaids. There is a woman in colonial dress on the wing of the plane. And I'm not sure why. She looks just like the same woman on the wing of the plane. And it's perfect. I'm like, it's got to be the same robot they used. It has to be.
That is great.
There is a woman in colonial garb on the wing of the plane. She's knitting. And her head will pop off if you touch her.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, so any miracles?
Miracles. I mean, I almost feel like the whole like company owner, Mr. What's his name?
Do you want his real name?
No, the character want... the character's name. The guy who owned the Silver Shamrock.
Colonel.
I can't you can't
it.
Pronounce that?
Colonel Cochran.
Just show it to me. Connell Cochran. It's not hard. It's Connell Cochran.
You know what? You're hard. That didn't sound right.
Thank you for noticing. So, anyway.
I'm a cat. Things are very confusing right now for me, okay? Just go. Connell.
Connell Cochran. I don't even fucking... You've completely derailed me. I don't know what to say after that. Connell Cochran.
He's the Marigold.
I kind of feel like he might be the Marigold, if anybody is. Like, I don't feel like he... I mean, technically he did make the whole company, but I also feel like if he died, they could go on doing it without him.
Oh, yeah. Killing children. Great.
But it was all his idea.
Yeah.
So I guess there isn't one.
I do love that the villain wins in the end.
Mm-hmm.
Like, usually the hero usually manages to save the day.
Especially with
not
children.
Not so much.
Yeah.
I know, children died. It happened.
Yeah.
Shit went down.
It was gruesome. It was awesome.
How about a second trivia question? Because I like two trivia questions.
You want a second one?
I have another one right here.
Okay.
What is the body count for this movie?
Oh, that's a good one.
Should we include androids or no?
No.
Okay, no androids. What is the human body count on screen for this movie?
All right. First one to get at us on Facebook or Instagram gets a sticker.
Gets a prize. You get a prize. And you get a prize.
And you get a prize.
And don't forget to bring in your bingos. Lots of different tropes in this film. So don't forget, as soon as you get a bingo, reach out to us. Let us know.
Yep. How many winners of bingo are there?
As many as we want. Oh, no. There are going to be...
Is it just one a week?
There are going to be the first... No, I thought we said the first 10.
Huh?
That's going to be the first 10 bingos. And then they're all going to be in a raffle for one big prize. All right. Should we rate this bitch?
Yeah, let's rate.
Okay. Go ahead. You go first.
This would be a solid, well, come on, I mean, this is the black sheep, but it's not all bad, it just has some really stupid parts. So, we'll say, I'm gonna go 7.
Wow, that's higher than I expected. I'm gonna go, 5.987.
Okay.
I think it's good. Almost solid 6.
Mm-hmm.
So, that jingle really gets me every time.
Mm-hmm.
You want to pimp us and we'll get the hell out of here?
Yeah, that sounds good. All right. So, If you would like to email us about how the issues on this episode have affected you, send that email to podcastatnight@gmail.com. Our website is theymostlypodcastatnight.com. We are on anchor.fm/podcastatnight. Our social media, we are on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram @podcastatnight, and we have individual Instagrams @chaosatnight and @carnageatnight. And we can be heard almost anywhere podcasts are found. I think that's it.
Don't forget, if you go to the Anchor app, leave us a little message. You might be, tell us your ghost story.
That could be good for, like, Halloween. Like, if you get them to us throughout the month by Halloween and we can put them in the last episode.
That's what I'm talking about, yo.
All right.
Yo, let's do it up. Let's
All
get
right,
these
let's do that,
scary
then.
Stories or these I like Halloween pranks. I'm a prankster, so tell us about your best Halloween prank. Or tell us about your best Halloween ghost story or whatever.
Yeah, give scary story, bad party story. Oh, love party stories.
Love party stories.
Yeah. Best trick-or-treating story. Anything, you know. Anything Halloween-y. We want to hear about it. You just got to go through the Anchor app, though.
Yep. Go to anchor.com.
No, you have to go through the Anchor app.
Okay, go to the Anchor, yep.
You got to get the Anchor app through the App Store. You can't go through the website.
It's free, though. Come on, you know. Just do it.
Yeah, sure. Just do it. It'll be fun. We'll put your voice on the air.
Anything else you want to add?
No, that'll be it from Chaos. Just saying, stay bloodthirsty, friends.
And good night from Carnage. And as always, we are filmed in front of a live studio audience of cats.
Meow. And one mama chaos.
Thanks for listening to They Mostly Podcast at Night. Our theme song is by the Computer Music All-Stars under a Creative Commons Attribution License. Link in the show notes.